Good morning, all. So we are up to Perek Vav, Chapter 6, Mishnah Hay. So we took a slight detour yesterday when we spoke about the Korban Chagiga. So returning back to the conversation of a Korban Pesach, and in particular a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So just like we had a couple of days ago, there was a long back and forth conversation. Remember, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua were all involved in this very large debate as to what can be done on Shabbos with regards to the Korban Pesach. So we'll have a similar conversation between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer about a different matter, but again related to this matter of Korban Pesach on Shabbos and various halachos as it applies to this. So let's jump right in. So Mishnah Hey, HaPesach, Sheshchatu, Shelo L'Shma B'Shabbos. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach, right? We spoke about this, that was shechted on Shabbos, but it was shechted, right? Not L'Shma, not for its own sake. So Chayv Alav Chata, so says the Mishnah, well, we spoke about situations when you shechted a Korban Pesach not L'Shma, but what if you did it on Shabbos? In a situation when you did it on Shabbos, you'd be chayav a Korban Chatas. Why? Because you did an Aveira. Right? You can't just shech the random Korban on Shabbos for no reason, right? Only Korban Pesach, since it's a mitzvah, is specifically Doche Shabbos. So therefore, in this situation, you'd be chayav a Korban Chatas. Ushar calls Vachem Sheshecht on L'Shem Pesach. And let's say you take another Korban you just find there, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash courtyard or whatever, you find an extra Korban, and let's say you shecht it on Shabbos, but you shecht it l'shem Pesach. So maybe for a regular Korban you wouldn't be allowed to do it, but it's Erev Pesach and you happen to have shechted this random Korban for a Korban Pesach. So what do you do in that situation? Im einan ruin chayav, if it's a Korban that isn't even fit to be a Korban Pesach, you just happen to shecht it for as a Korban Pesach, then you're chayav a Korban Chatas because you haven't done any mitzvah there. Ve'em ru'in hin, but if the Korban itself was fit to be a Korban Pesach, well, that is a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer and chayav Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, what are you talking about? Even if it's fit to be as a Korban, because a Korban Pesach, still it's an Aveira, because you can't just take a random Korban and say this is a Korban Pesach. So therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, you have to bring a Korban Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're exempt from a Korban Chatas, the reason being because, okay, you made a mistake, but it was for a mitzvah, so you make a mistake for a mitzvah, you would not be Chayav Chatas, you'd be Pater. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, so now this is where the back and forth begins. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ma'im HaPesach, Hu Mutar L'Shmo. Okay, when it comes to Korban Pesach, that you know that you're permitted to slaughter it on Shabbos for its own sake, Kishashina Shmo Chayav, but when you change your intention, right? You make it not l'shmo, then you're chayav a korban chatas. So he says, zvachim shein asurim l'shman. We know a regular korban you can't just bring, even if you bring it for its own sake, but a regular korban you bring for its own sake, you cannot slaughter on Shabbos. So therefore, kishashina es shman, eno din yehi chayav. So if you do it not for its own sake, you do it for the sake of something else, aka in our situation, you do it for the sake of a korban pesach. Is it not obvious, says Rabbi Eliezer, that you would be chayav a korban chatas over here? So Rabbi Yeshua says, what are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Rabbi Yeshua says to him, no. Not a good argument. Right? Because when it comes to Korban Pesach, right, where you changed the intention of the Korban Pesach to something that's forbidden, right? You changed the intention of the Korban Pesach to something that should not be being brought. In that situation, so it's understandable that you would be chayav for that. But tomar bezvachim sheshinan ledavar hamutar. But over here, will you apply the same thing if you change the intention of something of a korban that may not be permitted, but you change it to something that will be then permitted? Right? You change the intention of a regular korban to be a korban pesach, which is then permitted. So you can't compare the two situations, because in that situation, says Rabbi Yeshua, everyone seeming, or at least Rabbi Yeshua would argue that since you're changing it to a permissible korban, then it would be permissible to be brought in. So that's his argument against Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Emuri tzibur yochichu. He says, fine, you're not going to buy my argument that I just brought, so I'll give you another argument. When it comes to communal offerings, right, that will bring a proof for us. Why? Shehin mutar l'shman. That when it comes to communal offerings, think of like things like a korban tamid, right, or the musaf offering that's brought on Shabbos in general, right? So these things are always brought on Shabbos. So shehin mutar l'shman, these things are permissible to bring for themselves on Shabbos. V'ashochei l'shman, right? But a person who, when he brings one of these carbonos, he then has an intention for something else, right? But let's say a person grabs another carbon, right? At the same situation of messing up the carbon Pesach, right? He grabbed some random carbon and said, you know what? I'm going to shech this as my carbon tamid, right? So that's the situation that Rabbi Eliezer is bringing. He says, in that situation, if I grab a random carbon and I shecht it as my carbon tamid when I should not have done that in the first place because it was not set aside for that, in that situation, I'd be chayav a chatas. So in that situation, if you're going to say where a communal offering that's taken and brought, where an offering is brought as a for the sake of a communal offering when it should not have been done, I'm going to be chayav a chatas for that situation. So too, when it comes to a korban pesach, if I take a random korban and bring it as a korban pesach, I should also be chayav a chatas. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, lo. He said, Rabbi Yeshua says back to him again, no. Im amarta ve'imuri tzibur sheyesh dan kitzva. Right, what you're saying is true. Right, with regards to communal offerings, right, the korban tamid, because there is a set amount, right? When it comes to a korban tamid, how many korban tamids are brought a day? Well, you have one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Zehu, that is it. But tomer pesach she'en lo kitzva, would you say the same for a korban pesach which has no limit, right? On erev pesach, how many hundreds or thousands of sheep are slaughtered for a korban pesach every single year? So on that day, there's not really a limit. You bring as many as you need for the Jewish people. So in that situation, it's easier to make a mistake. Therefore, since it's easier to make a mistake, if you then take some random korban and shecht it as a korban pesach, says Rabbi Yeshua, you know what it comes down to at the end of the day, you would not be chayev because you made an easy mistake. When it comes to a regular offering on any day of the week, or a regular communal offering on any Shabbos, right? So if you make a mistake there, it's not, you're only bringing a few karbanos on a regular Shabbos. In this situation, you should not be making a mistake, and if you do, then you would be chayav. What comes at the end of this over here is that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua both seem to agree that when it comes to bringing a communal offering on Shabbos, and you take a random karban and you bring it as a communal offering, you would be chayav chatas. Rabbi Meir disagrees with this. Rabbi Meir Omer, and this concludes the mission over here. Rabbi Meir says, "Afa shochi the shem imuri sibra patur." Even a person who shecht something some random korban for the sake of a communal offering on Shabbos, in this situation, he would be putter. Why? Because at the end of the day, he is seemingly saying that this person is still considered to be doing a mitzvah, even though Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Ezra would disagree, but nonetheless, he is still considered to be doing a mitzvah, therefore he would be putter, exempt from bringing the chatas. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, tomorrow we will continue with Mishnah Vav.